I read a true story one time about a man living in Russia who hid in his attic for 25 years for a crime he thought he had committed. When he finally decided to face the music, he learned that there were no charges pending against him. The only one condemning him was himself. Many of us go through life like that Russian man, dealing with guilt that's of our own making. I knew a mother, for example, whose 2-year-old daughter was struck and killed by a truck while they walked beside a busy highway. For the rest of her life, that woman struggled with guilt for her failure as a mother, even though she would have given her life in a heartbeat to protect that precious little girl. But in her own eyes, she may as well have deliberately harmed her. Guilt can be even more irrational at times. When a husband or wife cheats on a marital partner, it's often the faithful spouse who feels responsible for the indiscretion. A woman may say, "If I'd have been a better wife, this wouldn't have happened. How could anyone love me?" The point is that guilt is not a very reliable emotion. Sometimes its condemnation is deserved and we need to deal with it. At other times, it's totally irrational and should be put to rest. So before you yield to the tyranny of self-blame, ask yourself if the charges against you are valid or invalid. You may find yourself not guilty.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.